Owen, what's the overriding emotion after that?
Yeah, it's disappointing. It's frustrating. First half, I mean, I felt we were well in the game and actually could have been in front getting into half time. But it's certainly well placed to get points from the game. Came out the second half and again, listen, we'll take whatever criticism and everything that comes with it because that's the nature of the game. But we were beset by injury. Danny Graham was hurt, had to come off injured. Marvin Emnes injured, has to come off injured. Corey Evans the same. So when you're making substitutions, you want to make it with the intention of going and trying to win the game. And obviously, if the forward players are asked to come out, then it's not ideal. Having said that, we've got other players that can step in. So again, there's a huge mixture of emotions. Could we have left even with that being said with a point? Absolutely. I mean, I don't think there was anything between the teams today. A team that's riding high in the top six and a team obviously like ourselves that's scrapping away where we are. So I don't think there was very, very much between those teams. So we know that we'll turn that round. It's frustrating because we want to be doing it just now. So again, we have to lick our wounds, pick ourselves up and be ready to go now with a run of home games, I think 7 out of the next 11 at home, to go and start to make Hewood a fortress, getting everybody behind them. And when they do that, the players have shown that they can respond to that and win games.
Yeah, I think it's important we clarify. All three of your substitutions today were because you had to bring players off. They weren't your choice, were they?
No, listen, we don't take Danny Graham five minutes into the second half or Marvin Emnes when we're chasing a game. But, you know, Danny, as I said, was struggling in the first half and he told me as we walked out, I think, you know, you can get 5 minutes, Gaffer. I watched him and gave me the shout over. Marvin Emnes, I think he'd been kicked about the place, I've got to say. And you've seen literally he was hardly able to walk. And unfortunately, you know, those players can score goals and win games for us. So, and again, obviously with Corey, his groins were starting to tighten up and he was worried it would, you know, that he would get severely injured from it. So that's exactly the nature of the substitution. So of course I understand fans are here and they're wondering why a striker coming off. I was a striker myself, I can assure you, we don't take goal scorers off the pitch unless they're injured, unless, you know, there's something that we can see. And that was it. I mean, if people want to have their opinion about that, that's up to them. But that's factually what happened.
In terms of when you were in possession today, would it be fair to say that you gave possession away sloppily at times?
I think we did in the second half. I think there was one or two in the first half, but not too many. But second half, I felt we were in good positions to go and create problems for the opposition. And we didn't do it well enough. I don't think there's an argument with that. And, you know, it's something we stress, that we pass and move the ball. We want to, you know, play as we had been prior to that in the few games. And again, we've came here away from home, our team in the top six, and we've probably dominated possession in terms of, you know, the amount we've had. What we've got to do is make better use of it. And I didn't think for our part, for the amount of ball we had, that we didn't make as much. That being said, I don't think Birmingham offered, you know, a huge amount to the game in respect of, you know, I think after the goal, did the two shots and the one attack. Out with that, I don't recall too many chances or Jason Steele making too many saves. So, you know, we feel a little bit aggrieved to be leaving with nothing, even given all the injury situation. Marvin Emmons, a wonderful strike at the start of the second half. The keeper's made an unbelievable save, top corner. Tommy Holmes got a wonderful chance to put us in front in the first half. And those are the margins. I mean, you get away, you're coming here getting the result, and you, or you win 1-0 or you draw the game. Then, as I say, the fans are away delirious because they see it's a great positive result. But when you don't and you've lost a game in a tight game, then of course we're all open to criticism. I understand that.
I saw Craig Conway berating himself in this corner here where we're standing when his corner hit the first man, and it happened a couple of times today. Don't want to criticise him because of his performances all season, but does that just happen from time to time? You've not got it right at set pieces today, but on the other hand, Hoban's missed a great chance.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen, I mean, Craig had a great delivery for Hoban in the first half. I think latterly in the second half, probably we didn't get, you know, as much threatening positions from set plays as we normally do. That being said, with the last kick of the ball, Sam Gallagher's put a wonderful header to the back post, and Jason Steele, I think, is inches away from getting the equaliser when we committed everybody forward. So, listen, we're certainly not being blessed by luck, but I can tell you just now, we're not going to be down. We have, you know, our faces tripping ourselves. We're going to pick ourselves up. We're going to roll back, and we're going to go and win games to take us where we need to be. And that's everybody now pulling the same direction. Of course, take that, as I said before, as a manager, you're open to that. I understand that. I understand everything that goes with it. We never ever have we run from a fight, and we certainly won't now. We'll pick ourselves up, we'll be ready to go, be ready to win games and start moving up that table.
Was it a tough call to leave Danny Guthrie out today from the 11?
Yeah, I mean, Danny, as you probably seen the other night when he played, you know, he'd certainly given everything, and it was a big ask given the plays, you know. So I think when he came out of the game, he realised he ran his race and gave everything he could. And of course, then you look for that little bit of freshness. But again, with those decisions, that's not why we've lost the game 1-0. We've lost the game 1-0 because we've given up a really soft goal when we were in possession of the ball. And then having had enough of the balls we have, we didn't do enough with it. So I think, that being said, we should probably certainly be leaving a minimum of a draw, but that's the margins at the moment.
Just finally, a fifth of the games have already gone this season already. It doesn't seem that, does it? But they have. What have you made of where you are and the progress you're making?
Yeah, I mean, I think we had, as we know, a terrible start. There's no doubt about that. But from the last, obviously, the international break, those six games were played, I think we've been a very much improved team. I think everybody's seen that. Have we taken enough points? I think we've taken 7 points from the last six games. No, I think we probably certainly will. They have 10, 11, probably 12 from those games. But what we know is, you know, that's round the corner. We know it's there for us. So it's picking ourselves up, being ready to go and, you know, stand up and be counted. You know, let's see what you are, you know, let's see what your character is, what have you got in your locker. You get a heart for the fight, we certainly have as a staff, and I'm pretty sure those players have as well.